NFL trade deadline up to the minute in a big move. Chase Young to San Francisco. We'll have the latest on that. And an NBA move that barged in the room like the Kool-Aid man, to take a headline. James Harden to the Clippers. What it means and what it doesn't mean with that panel. Horn of Weed 23. Let's go.
Woo! Let's go. Football.
Emo Halloween-o, Tony.
Happy Halloween there, Tony.
You guys are out of your gourd. Pat McAfee joins us from his studio in Indianapolis. Hello, Pat.
Welcome to my humble abode, Tony, the Thunderdome. It's football.
In Miami, coming off a tough loss to Milwaukee last night, Jimmy Butler.
Hold your breath, Tony. Tonight will be the night that America falls in love with me over again, so don't make them change their minds.
Yes. From the luxury suite in Kansas City, Taylor Swift.
Don't be so mean to me today, Tony. I brought in Brittany to help me out here and bring me some luck.
Well done, Natasha. And from the beach, it's Beachbody Ken.
Hi, Barbie. I'm sorry. I thought I saw Barbie. Hi, Tony.
Let me look at your eyes for a second. You got blue eyes? Yeah, you've got blue eyes. All right, yes. Let's go around the horn. NFL trade deadline. And here's it up to the minute. Giants sending Leonard Williams to the Seahawks. Washington trading Montez Sweat to Chicago. And the deal of the day, Chase Young to San Francisco, the former number two pick leaving Washington to join another number two pick, Nick Bosa, his former college teammate. One more trade to focus on, Arizona trading just bench quarterback Josh Dobbs to Minnesota for their just open quarterback position. Pat McAfee, who's the big winner today?
Oh, Tone, this is easy for me. It's got to be the Niners. You put those two stallions with each other on opposite ends there on the defensive end position where they're going to be rushing the quarterback. There's not a quarterback alive that's going to be able to deal with that. And, you know, what do I know, actually? I was just a really good punter. Let's bring in my guy, A.J. Hawk, okay? The greatest Packer tackler in Packer history. A.J., what do you think? And that right there is why he gets paid the big bucks, A.J. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jimmy Butler on today's NFL trade deadline.
Tony, when I was a young boy, my father used to take me into the city to see a marching band. They played at RFK Stadium, and they were the home of the Burgundy and Gold, to quote the great emotional rockers, My Chemical Romance. And this move for me is fantastic. They're actually taking back hold of their team. By actually making moves that guarantee that the future is going to be something, the new owner has decided, I'm putting my imprint on this squad. I'm not just letting guys who were stars and high draft picks run roughshod over a franchise that's been a laughingstock for the better part of a decade, you know, like I said, when I was a young boy.
So wait, you like this move for Washington. Would you say they're taking back Sunday? Is that what's happening here? Taylor Swift, all things NFL. Yes, please, Taylor. This is your cat.
I came in my football helmet, Tony, and I want to tell you, I played every stadium in the NFL over the last 2 years on my tour, and I know more about football than any of these guys. I'm 4-0 this year, every game that I've attended. And my boy Travis told me that the best deal here was 49ers. However, the worst team in all of this would be Washington Commanders. You've given up two parts of your four-man defensive rush that you've drafted so high and you were so praiseworthy about, and now you're letting him go and you got no chance whatsoever. I'm thinking about going to Brazil and Tokyo, Japan, just to get away from the Commanders.
And Ken.
I thought her tour started in Argentina, man, not Brazil.
All right, easy, Pat. Ken, join us from beach on today's
trade
deadline.
Very well said by Weird Barbie. Excellent points there. I bow down to you. This subject to me is sort of heartbreaking because I'm superfluous in my world. There are so many Kens. There's baseball player Ken, football player Ken. There's dentist Ken. There's sugar daddy Ken. You know, I once got traded for a dentist Ken and a pair of Barbie Palazzo pants, and it was very, very aggravating. I might have cried a little bit. And I think with this situation, as the loud gentleman in that first plasma said, they have a couple of stallions now, that San Francisco team. And boy, what? Do I love stallions. Anytime you include horses in anything that has to do with humans, I'm in. That team won this trade deadline.
Taylor, no offensive help brought in for Kansas City.
Yes, we needed a little bit more, I think, going into the back of this season after losing in Denver. But as my favorite sports writer, Woody Page, says, we can get it done with the people we got if you look at the schedule.
Incredible. Are you wearing eye makeup? Oh, man. Let's talk about a trade in the NBA. James Harden to the Clippers. Nobody saw this coming. And by nobody, I mean everybody. So again, Harden asking for and getting a trade. And again, the Clippers going all in. And again, an NBA lineup made out of a time machine. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. In the year of our Lord, 2023, Pat McAfee, what did the Clippers just do with this James Harden trade?
Oh, Tony, they knocked this thing out of the park, man. I mean, if you think about it, look, when we go on the road, we were at Ohio State not too long ago, and we had the best signs out there. And people with the best signs, we'd pick them out. We'd have A.J. Hawk shoot hoops for them and win $1,000. But in the meantime, I think this is the perfect marriage for James Harden and the Clippers. You know, you got Kawhi, you got PG. Those guys, you know, they can't make it through the regular season all that well. But you know what? In the playoffs, I particularly love Kawhi. The dude's like a Terminator. But, you know, James Harden in the regular season, he's there every day, and he's great. And they need a point guard. And for those that may scoff that he's a point guard, if you look at the most assists since Kawhi's arrived with the Clippers, it's like 950 for Paul George. In the meantime, James Harden has twice as many in that particular time frame. So, you know what? To me, this is perfect. James Harden takes him through the regular season, man. And then, you know, Kawhi takes him all the way.
Pat, your stats were better than the person who usually sits in that chair in Los Angeles. Jimmy Butler, on this move made in the NBA, Harden to the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh, this is so emotional for me, Tony, because I had a really tough night last night. But I know you guys are suckers for anything acoustic, as Brand New would say, but I am not falling for this. Just because the Clippers want to get every guy that was a star in LA high school basketball on the same team doesn't mean that that's going to work in the NBA now. I got to see it. All I see from this team is injuries, load management, and a bunch of guys that don't want to play where they used to play. So until it actually happens, I don't believe it. But check out my nails.
Taylor Swift on Jimmy Harden to the Clippers.
I'm going with Jimmy Butler on this, and I would tell Jimmy Harden that I'm the person to reach out for. I've had more breakups until you came into the NBA, and I'll write you a ghostwriter song about breaking up, because this team is not going to work. They got we saw it work in Miami with the Heat, and Jimmy Butler knows the history there. But I know that in L.A. with the Clippers, they just haven't been able to do it, and they're putting too many pieces together that just aren't going to work out. And I think with Harden, you're going to have a backcourt with Westbrook and Harden. Did that work out when they were together in Oklahoma City? No, I don't think so. So I know basketball. I know who to blame. And I'll tell you what, Harden is to blame for leaving Philadelphia, where he had a chance this year. No chance in L.A.
All right.
I have a chance.
Ken, I know you're a 10, but right now you got 20. Please.
You know, I also recently learned a thing or two about alpha males. And you know what I learned? They don't actually get along. I was actually in the magical land of Century City recently, and they were talking about James Harden. And you know what they said? They said, very similar to Jimmy Butler, he's not hot when he's in his feelings, okay? And James Harden has been in his feelings this entire time with the 76ers. Even though he is an older horse, he's still a horse. So is Russell Westbrook. So is Kawhi Leonard. So is Paul George. Those stallions will take over in L.A. Perhaps it'll be a beach off with the Lakers, but they will definitely work out after this.
A second question, Pat McAfee, how the Sixers did here. Everything they're getting back. This is this trade they waited and waited and waited for. The land of expiring contracts. Did Philly do all right? And what's next now? What position is Joel Embiid in?
Tone, I think you nailed it. By the way, it's been a lot of horse talk already on this show. I think I led that, that thing going earlier. But look, I think the Sixers did all right. That one of those picks is going to be really good. That Clipper pick that is specifically their pick, that's going to be good. Don't get me wrong, okay? That's going to be good. But the rest of those players, they're good players. They're functional players. But there's no stars coming back there. Nick Batum is a good player. He's going to play a lot of minutes. Covington's been starting to start the season. But they're not great players that they got back in this trade. I don't think Daryl Morey did great necessarily in this trade unless we see what that pick's going to be like in 26 or 28 or whatever. But I don't know is he going to be there in 26 or 28? I don't know. We'll find out.
Jimmy Butler.
I was talking with my friend Pete Wentz the other day from Fall Out Boy. You know what he said about the Sixers? They're going down in an earlier round now because this team right now is not constituted the same way. Joel Embiid might still have a loaded gun complex. It's time to cock it and pull it if you're him. Another MVP is going to be required for the Sixers team to be any good at all this year.
Ken, is this another wardrobe change? What are we working with here, Ken?
This is just what we do, Tony. We change clothes all the time. Sometimes I don't even notice, okay? And at some point, I'm probably going to have to do a little dance number, so just bear with me here. But if you're Joel Embiid, I mean, you just have to look around and say, hey, my name's Joel, and I'm enough. And that's exactly what the Sixers have. They have the most valuable Ken, the most valuable player in the entire NBA. And he needs to look at himself, look around, and say, I don't need Barbie. I don't need anybody else. I can take this team where I want to go because I'm Joel Embiid.
Wow, that was uplifting. Just enough for Ken to be in the lead after round one. I think we set the record for most nails painted on this show. A break here. Buy or sell next. In the meantime,
you'll get any good coverage from anyone other than Progressive. Hey! Gardner Flint Minshew II.
You would be remiss not to mention my work on Sunrise Bay.
I said X-lax, not relax. How does the scoring work? You don't know. I don't know.
Here's what I know. We miss our queen, the great Sarah Spain. Wish you were here, Sarah. Buy or sell next.
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Mojo Dojo Casa House Ken, 35 points. Taylor Swift, 29. All Out Boy, Jimmy Butler, 27. And Pat McAfee, check it in with 30.
Let me take it from here, Tone.
Yeah.
Welcome to hour two of the Pat McAfee Around the Horn Show. It starts right now.
Okay, yes, and Aaron Rodgers is ahead, and I'm muting you for that. Let's go. Baseball, game four of the World Series, 3 hours away. Last night, the Rangers won the game with a Seager bomb, but did they lose the edge in the series? Scherzer hurt. Adolis Garcia hurt. How Bruce Bochy navigates that now? Today it's Andrew Haney for Texas, Joe Mantiply for Arizona. Ken, how do you play through this if you're Texas?
Well, first of all, you have to have your horses, and with Garcia out, that's not a great thing. But look, this Max Scherzer character, I think whoever was playing with him might have been using a pen with his eyes or something because it looked like he had a different color, two different color eyes, and I think I might have thought about it too much, Tony, because it happened to me.
I see what you... Okay. Taylor Swift, tonight's game four of the World Series.
Tony, this will be the last time that I tell you this. I want to say that Oh, hi, honey. I love the player, and you love the game.
Okay, all right, we'll get back to Taylor Swift. Jimmy Butler.
You know, Chase Field isn't on Ocean Avenue, but I was there last night, and I remember the look in Max Scherzer's eyes when he told the game, this is goodbye. Like, all the Rangers fans were yelling, not here, not now, looking up over that beautiful night sky. But I think the Rangers can overcome his loss. Adolis is a bigger issue. Obliques, as we all know, I pulled one once when I was in the bubble. You might have remembered me doing all that working out. They don't heal quickly. If he can't come back to this series, the Rangers got big problems.
Pat McAfee.
Hey, Jimmy Butler, it's not Ocean Avenue, man. It's Ocean Drive. You ever been to Miami, man? We take the show on the road. We've been to Miami. It's Ocean Drive, not Ocean Avenue. But anyway, Tony, this is going to be a big deal for the Rangers, man. They got a good team, but there's going to be a lot on Corey Seager. And if I'm the Diamondbacks, I'm not pitching to Corey Seager. So that means all those other dudes around Corey Seager just going to have to step up in this situation.
Buy or sell two. Detroit 26, Raiders 14. Jimmy Garoppolo looked like a figurine out there. Sorry, Ken. Devontae Adams all up in his feelings. Sorry, Jimmy. Josh McDaniels is non-committal to his quarterback. Sorry, Taylor. Pat, have the Raiders benched Garoppolo? Should they bench McDaniels? What's the play here?
I mean, Tone, I know a lot about bench, man. I do like 10 reps, 375, and max out at about 450. So you know I know about benching. And Jimmy G, this ain't the Niners anymore, brother. You ain't got the best roster around you like you do with the Raiders. Devonta Adams looks like he wants to get the hell away from you as quickly as possible.
Jimmy Butler.
Can I chime in here? Have the Raiders ever heard of closing the goddamn door? Because that's exactly what they need to do with Jimmy G in terms of the starting quarterback position. This isn't working out. If you can't hit the best player on your team down the field with regularity, you probably shouldn't be there. It's probably something we should discuss with, you know, a little bit more poise and rationality, just like my friend Spanik at the
distance. I thought swearing was my deal.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I know Vegas, and I know Josh McDaniels said he knew he was trouble when he walked in that door. And it's my fault, all my fault. I can coach that team better than Josh McDaniels. He lasted 28 games in Denver. He's four away from not making it to 28 in Las Vegas now.
Ken.
You know, I used to be intimidated by this Jimmy Garoppolo guy because just look at him. He's a line of Ken dolls waiting to happen. But you know what? It is time for a change in Las Vegas now. That man needs to sit on the bench. He is trained to confidently stand right next to his head coach. You know what, Jimmy G, your job is bench.
Lions, other side of the field. Pat McAfee had the Jahmyr Gibbs breakout game, but also that pick six from Goff. What are you buying? What are you selling from Detroit's win, Ken?
I'm by there for real, Tone. Like, if you look at them, they've got it all, man. They've got playmakers. Amon Ross St. Brown was drafted in the fourth freaking round, man. You know what it is to draft a star receiver in the fourth freaking round? That's hard, man, okay? And then Jahmyr Gibbs, everybody laughed at him, Tone. Laughed at him for taking him in the first round. Look, who's laughing now? Dan Campbell and the Lions are laughing now.
Hey, Ked.
Big fan of the Lions. When I saw that change of uniform, talk about look good, play good, boys. That was very well done.
Time to say goodbye to two of our friends. Ball out boy, Jimmy Butler.
Is this where I sing now?
And Taylor Swift.
My friends are so over you, Tony. Okay, I just need you to know that. I'll take my newfound glory home.
Don't worry, stick around for Aaron Rodgers later.
It'll be a showdown next between Pat McAfee and Ken. And now, some of the best athlete costumes we've seen. Halloween 2023 rolls on.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
In Showdown, we have a natural rivalry. Two alphas, Pat McAfee and Ken. And speaking of a natural rivalry, we have for Showdown, Dabo Swinney versus Tyler in Spartanburg. Roll Dave.
But all this bull crap you're thinking, all these narratives you read, listen, man, you can have your opinion all you want. And you can apply for the job. And good luck to you. We've won so much. Now, even when you win, people like you complain. I started as the lowest paid coach in this freaking business, all right? And I'm where I am because I've worked my ass off. And I ain't going to let some smart kid get on this phone and create this stuff. So if you got a problem with it, I don't care.
Pat McAfee, who you got, Dabo or Tyler from Spartanburg?
Yins down there in South Kakalaki have lost their mind. That dude's won you multiple titles out there. Plural, okay? Look, Dabo, you want to come on a real show? Come on the Pat McAfee show.
Mm-hmm. And Ken?
You know, he really needs to just follow along with the powerful women in the world. Be a lot calmer. You know how Barbie has stayed relevant from generation to generation, evolving with the times, sir. You are not doing that.
And there we are. The point goes to Pat McAfee. Sorry, Ken, not today. Pat McAfee, 30 seconds
Doesn't
of FaceTime.
Doesn't seem to matter what I do. I'm always number two.
All right.
No one knows.
Yes. Let's go. Back at me, FaceTime.
Yeah, sorry about that, Kenny, that you get to be number two. But let's talk about number one today. Nick Saban, man, happy birthday. A regular guest here on the Pat McAfee Show. 72 years old. He's got 10 SEC titles, 7 national championships. He's the GOAT. You know what? He is the mother GOAT. The best GOAT that there is. That kicks all your out there. Beat you down. Oh, happy birthday, Nick, man. Get you some Little Debbie snacks.
Impossibly.
Language.
Unbelievably, Pat McAfee. Thank you very much for that. Guys, anything? Anyone? Any guesses?
YouTube show, Tony. People, check out the YouTube
check
show after
off.
The show.
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut. That's a good guess. No, no.
Pizza
look at
hut.
This. I'm Gabagool. Gabagool. Gabagool, guys. Gabagool.
Gabagool.
No disrespect.
I like it.
It's crazy,
every decision
man.
You
I
make,
like it.
Every facet and every decision you make, you have no idea what it's like to be number one, Christopher. Every I am delicious.
Prosciutto Tony Reale.
On behalf of everybody here, Pat McAfee, Jimmy Butler, Taylor Swift, Ken, I'm Gabagool. We'll see you tomorrow around
That's
the
what you get when you let your heart right win.
Nice thing caught right here. Oh, it's real good.
The show ends right now.
Happy Hour is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.